Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Now, this is a new segment I've been thinking, okay? Now, I'm going to do it this week, but like you threw me under the bus and said, hey, actually, you're a parent now, Jazeel. You're doing Confessions of a Parent next week. This is now your segment as well.
Because I have thoughts?
Yep.
Great.
Last year had zilch.
No
nada.
Thoughts last year.
But this year, new year, new Beck.
New thoughts. Yep. Got it.
So you're taking care of
I'll
this next
week. I'll start
thinking
now.
But don't worry, I've got this week.
What have you been thinking about?
Well, I've been thinking about New Year's resolutions. Start of the year. I mean, we're a month in, pretty much. And I found out that only 8% of the population who make New Year's resolutions actually stick to them the whole year through.
Okay. And do you make a New Year's resolution?
I didn't for a couple of years, and then the start of this year I did.
What was it?
It was to go for a swim in the ocean every single day.
How are you going so far?
I talked about this last week, or a week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I did it consecutively for 6 days, and then I went out for a swim, and I got stung.
Jellyfish?
And, jellyfish, yep. I was like, but it's just like a stinger. It wasn't, yeah. So I was like, oh, that hurts, whatever, keep swimming. Stung again.
Ooh.
I was like, oh, that's so annoying, but I'm committed. Stung again. Okay, three stings in, and I'm thinking, this is horrible, but whatever, I'm committed. Kept swimming. It was the fourth sting, and it got me all down the neck. It wrapped underneath my armpit to the point that I got home, and Kim could see, my wife could see the red marks going down my neck, under my armpit. And as soon as that sting happened, I just walked straight out of the ocean. I'm like, this is a stupid New Year's resolution. I'm not doing this anymore.
It scared you. The previous 5 days
was fine. I was like, I can do this at least till my birthday. That's what I was thinking mentally,
yeah,
which is July.
No, yeah. No. We're best friends.
So,
I know your birthday.
Don't. It's a new year, Beck. It's
July.
A new year. Okay. Anyway, so I've been thinking, a year is a long time to commit to something.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can't do it. A lot of people break it. In fact, tomorrow, the 1st of Feb, not many continue after tomorrow. So I thought, let's mix it up. I've been thinking, let's start a new week resolution. It's nice and easy. It's bite-sized. We can all do it, and we can all become the better versions of ourselves.
Week by week.
Week by week.
And if you like the one from the week before, can you continue it?
You can continue if you want, but yeah. There's no pressure.
I love this.
And I thought, as a team together, we need to do this
short-term
as
commitment.
A unit. Okay.
Short-term commitment.
Very short.
All about it.
I did think about month. I thought, too hard.
Still, there's too much.
We need to go week by week.
I need this because I committed to reading the Bible in a year.
Oh, yes.
And like every day you're supposed to read it.
Yep.
Yeah, 3 days.
3 days, Beck.
I have three kids. It's hard to find.
Okay.
Half an hour. Because when I'm reading the Bible, I need to focus.
Yeah. You zone out of the rest of the world and you go, okay,
focus,
what can I learn here?
Yeah, what am I learning? Yeah, 3 days. Because I couldn't find half an hour a day to be able to sit down and focus.
The sad thing is, this isn't going to help you. You didn't even make it halfway through a week.
Well, no, it could. So now I've got three kids at school.
Oh, yep.
So it gives me more time.
Okay.
I'll get back on board with you. What do you call it?
Week resolution.
New week resolution. Yeah, I'm getting on board.
Okay. Text through 0429 985 985. Would you like to be part of this? And I thought, you know, we can expand this. We can grow on this throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. No, it can't be too hard because then people will give up.
No. I'm talking like maybe we can put up something on our socials and you can download it so it's your screensaver on your phone.
Okay.
So it's a reminder to go, oh, that's right, I did commit to this at the start of the week.
Is it going to be better than this background on my phone?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Elephant rocks.
Yeah, it's going to be a picture of me saying, you can do it okay, for a week.
Like that army one, the American
yes,
army.
Yeah, you can yeah. do it. We want you.
Yeah, you can do it.
Now,
can we get the design team on that?
I will get the design team onto this to really sell home the point that we need to do this together. Okay, the new week resolution. I've actually got our producer Talana to make us an ad.
Okay.
Now, I haven't heard it. I don't know what it sounds like. We're going to go to a song. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play it. But
can't
in the meantime,
wait.
If you would like to be a part of this, the new week resolution, you can commit to something for a full week. Let us know your name.
And what that is this week.
And what you're going to do this week.
Okay.
And we'll try and touch base with you as well to encourage you. Might get me a
it's
text.
A lot of work.
I'm willing.
Okay.
You're already bailing. This is just like you reading the Bible. It's a lot of work.
No, I mean.
Day three.
Keeping up with everyone.
No, I know
to do it. Not me doing it.
New Year's resolutions, they're too hard. and people bail on them quite easy, as we found out day three for you, day six for me. So, bite size. We want to be better people, but we've got to do it bite by bite, okay? So, I bring to you new week resolution.
Oh, I like this. I'm on board.
Every single week, you can change your resolution. If 1 week you want to get fit, you want to turn that fat to muscle. I was hoping something would rhyme, and I'm like, I've got nothing. Fat
to
flabby, flabby to happy. It's not, it's a stretch. Anyway, okay. It's only week by week.
Yeah.
So we can
easy
do
to
this.
Yep.
So what's your new week resolution?
I'm getting back onto my Bible reading.
Okay. So that means half an hour every day for a week. Have you done it this morning?
Well, no, we just, you just brought this to me now.
Oh, you might have done it.
I already told you I quit after 3 days. So I didn't have the time.
Okay, so you have to do that. I'm going to start off small.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do 40 push-ups a day.
Okay, that's good.
For a week, and then I'll see how we go for next week.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, because you can choose the same.
You can if you want. Yeah. If you're like, actually, this is a good thing. I'm going to continue this.
Yeah.
0429-985-985. Do you want to be a part of this? And what is your new week resolution? We'd love to hear from you. Now, I got the producer, that's Talana, to make us an ad to really sell this home for people. I haven't heard it.
Let's see how we go.
Take a listen.
Oh, man.
Why is this happening? Why?
I can never stick to it.
Ever wondered how people stick to their New Year's resolution?
We suck at it.
We are going to help you. Every week we are going to inspire you. Weekly goals will turn into resolutions. But we need your help. You need to inspire us as well.
You see how easy that is?
That's terrible.
No, it's not.
No, Talana, thank you very much.
Much appreciated.
Did
that inspire you? Get on board.
That's exactly right. 0429-985-985. I'm going to do a fitness one, 40 push-ups a day.
Back into my Bible. Probably not going to read the whole thing in a year if I only do it 1 week.
Exactly.
Give it red hot. Might inspire me to get back into it.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.